Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all we do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may grow more and more in love for you. Let all we do show others of your name, your glory, your love, your joy. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, today's gospel, by the way, if you don't recognize, I'll tell you that today's gospel is Matthew 5. Today's, it's 17 through 19. Yesterday, it was about salt of the earth, light of the world. That's all part of the Sermon of the Mount. That's actually what we're going through. So today's gospel talks about where Jesus says, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And so, amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. So we understand that Jesus is not coming in changing the law. The law still applies. And now the law doesn't necessarily mean the Jewish laws. Interesting story that came out the other day. We'll talk about that in a second. But it doesn't necessarily mean the Jewish laws, but it means the laws on which the Jewish laws are based, which are the two laws of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, which also are then become, they become the foundation for the Ten Commandments, which then become the foundation for the entire Jewish law. But what is not, what does not pass away is the foundational laws of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what we're called to do. And it's important for us to understand that, because what Jesus is talking about is the law, and he's also talking, and we've discussed this before, the spirit of the law as opposed to the letter of the law. Here's the reason why this is important. Now, some people take, if you follow the spirit of the law, then that's actually more relaxed than the letter of the law. That is not true. The letter of the law is very specific, whereas the spirit of the law is more broad. And the spirit of the law comes down with your focus is on loving God, not following rules. And I preach on that all the time, as you know. So we're called to do those actions that love God and neighbor. Now, interesting thing that happened, I don't have the news story in front of me, and I actually don't want the news story in front of me because I want to speak more generally, and I don't want to accidentally say something more specific than I should. But there was a case of some coaches who were fired. I don't know if it was in Massachusetts. I think it was actually elsewhere. Who were fired for allegedly, I guess, forcing a student who was Jewish to eat pepperoni. I never knew pepperoni had pork in it, by the way. I had no idea. But anyway, for eating pepperoni. And he's not allowed to eat pepperoni. And I'm like, first of all, I hope these people, these coaches, were secularists. I hope they weren't Christian of any type, whether that be Catholic or any of the other Christian denominations, but especially if they weren't Catholic, because if I were to turn around and give some kind of a sentence to these coaches of any type, if I were to say, well, we're going to put you on probation, but here is your sentence and you have to apologize and everything else, instead of they were just out and out fired, you have to read the Book of Maccabees. Because in the Book of Maccabees, that's the whole point of the story. I talked to you about it, I think about 2 weeks ago, where we're in a situation where they want to make this everything just all one great big happy religion. It's called syncretism. That's not the word they use in Maccabees, but they want to make everything this one great big happy religion. And one of the first things they did is let's change these Jewish laws so that the Jews, let's make it so that they can eat pork now. You know, it's a seemingly a really harmless thing to do, but it actually wasn't. And they put people in a position where you either eat pork or we torture you to death. Literally, that is in Maccabees. You either eat pork or we torture you to death. It literally could be, here is pork, mashed potatoes, and peas. And, you know, you eat the mashed potatoes and peas and the pork, or even just a pork, but if you don't, we torture you to death. That's literally the position that the people were put in by the soldiers. And they said, no, you will torture us to death because we're not going to eat that pork. And here, many years later, millennia later, a bunch of coaches allegedly forced a Jewish student to eat pepperoni, which I learned has pork in it. And I'm like, I hope they're not Catholic, because the Maccabees story is not in a Catholic Bible. Is in a Catholic Bible. It's not in a non-Catholic Bible. So if they're Catholic, they should even know even better than if they were not Catholic. It doesn't matter. I read this and said, what a horrible thing to do to someone, that whole forcing them to eat pork, even though we can eat pork as Christians. You don't ever do that to a Jew or a Muslim or anybody else if you can. And what happens if he had an allergy to pork? Oh, I saw that and I get really upset. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament. Don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check that out. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can also send us feedback. You can send prayer requests. You can tell us whether or not you want us to read them on the air. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter. You can check out the blog, all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we've got this the story here about this kid who was forced to eat pork. Now, it all drew upon this idea of Jesus coming and not coming to abolish the law of the prophets. It's like you think, well, Jesus comes and he starts talking in a way, say, well, we don't have to follow this love of God and love of neighbor stuff. No. No, Jesus is making it clear that now what he's doing, what we understand in Christianity, is the law that was external is now written on our hearts. So we're called to live, to be embodied the law. As you heard yesterday, we talked on the show about if salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. Now we're called to embody the law by seeking to love God and love neighbor. And one of the powerful things I've learned, as you know, I do a holy hour every day, and it's important. And I sit either in front of the Blessed Sacrament or I sit in front of the YouTube of live streaming of Eucharistic Adoration, as you've heard in the commercial. That's one of the reasons why I came up with that commercial I did, because I've done that, and I thought it was a great practice during COVID. And the place I actually use, by the way, is the Colby Shrine. It's one of several. But in any case, that's important to be before the Lord. And I also do my breviary partially. I usually do most of my breviary at a previous time. And then I also do some either spiritual and or biblical reading. So right now, I'm reading some material from Pope Benedict XVI as Pope Benedict. And also he was Cardinal Ratzinger before he was elevated to Pope. And powerful reading. And it's lead me in a kind of a prayerful way also, where I find myself, and I preach this at times, we're called to allow the Lord to deepen our understanding of who God is. And that's something that transforms us, but we're not called to have a superficial understanding of God. We're called to have a more profound understanding, but that's something we have to grow in on our own. And that's something we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. So a superficial understanding is, here are the rules, this is what you do, we follow the rules, you get to heaven. That's very superficial. And that's not ultimately what we're called to do. We're called to have a deeper understanding. And that deeper understanding leads you to the path of choosing not to do something because that's the rules, choosing and understanding what to do and what not to do because that's the path God wants you to follow. That we choose not to do something because we know God does not want us to do it. We choose to do something because we know God wants us to do it. That's where I'm talking. And that takes a lot of prayerfulness and coming to understand what it means to where the Lord is taking. And we're called to grow in that over our entire life. So how you may understand that when you are 25 years old is going to be different than the way you understand it when you're 75 years old. But it's a deepening understanding. Just as how you understood life at 25 is different than how you're going to understand life at 75. But that whole new way, and that becomes the motivation. I choose not to do something because God does not want me to. A good example is St. Paul speaks out against us telling dirty jokes. It's actually in Paul's writings. So I can turn around and say, well, there's a rule that says I shouldn't tell dirty jokes. Or I can do what the Lord really wants me to do is say, I choose not to tell dirty jokes because the Lord does not want me to do that. Different motivation. Have a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.